The International Federation of Sled Dog Sports, or IFSS, has hosted a world championship with sprint and distance events every 2 years since 1995. In 2013, the organization hopes to make use of a 200-mile course established by the Two Rivers Dog Mushers Association. But TRDMA Race Committee Chair Scott Chesney says there are a few problems with that plan.
Well, there's been two major problems with putting this thing on. Is one of them was a lack of information. There doesn't seem to be anybody dedicated on the IFSS side. That's the other problem is that their list of banned drugs for dogs has been an issue.
Since 2008, all internationally recognized sports are required to adhere to the World Anti-Doping Agency's drug laws. In the mushing world, the list of banned substances includes antibiotics, thyroid medication, and even some foot creams distance mushers use as part of their dog care regimen on the trail. Chesney says the regulations raised eyebrows within the local mushing community.
You know, for the foot medications and some of these things, okay, yeah, it's a difference between a drop dog, a dog staying home, or a dog getting dropped at a dog drop. On the other hand, it can be life-threatening. So, you know, it's a whole different class of thing.
The banned list also includes antacids. Long-distance sled dogs can develop gastric ulcers during training and racing. Drugs like Pepcid and Prilosec are recommended by Iditarod and Yukon Quest head veterinarians because they can help prevent acid production in dogs' stomachs. IFSS Vice President of Sport Helen Lundberg is a sprint musher. She admits she's unfamiliar with dog care for long-distance sled dogs. She says she had no idea the list of banned substances might pose a problem for mushers that plan to enter the long-distance race.
When it was brought to my attention, I immediately realized that we need to do something.
Lundberg asked the International Sled Dog Veterinary Medical Association to look into the drug regulations during their annual meeting in Alberta. That meeting took place this past weekend.
I hope that with ISDVMA we can come up with an up-to-date list, you know, that all this that really is good for the long-distance dogs shouldn't be banned, you know.
During their September meeting, members of the Two Rivers Dog Mushers Association voted to dissolve their relationship with IFSS. But Scott Chesney says there's still a chance for IFSS to include the Two Rivers 200 on the list of world championship events.
TRDMA wants to be a good neighbor, but on the other hand, we can't endanger our dogs. So I decided that we would hold off on that to see if anything happened. And I've been told by both IFSS and North Pole Economic Development that they are working on getting either a therapeutic use exemption or the rules changed for the banned substances.
TRDMA will revisit the issue to make a final decision during their monthly meeting tonight. So far, four international teams have signed up for the World Championship distance race. Chesney says the Two Rivers 200 will still take place in 2013, regardless of the outcome. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.